public health, environmental, and faith-based leaders are calling on the Biden administration to announce bold, clean car standards to reduce pollution and curb climate change. Joanna Chow Krelick, the president of the Union of Concerned Scientists, says that while President Joe Biden is expected to end the rollbacks of clean car standards imposed by the former president, Donald Trump, he needs to go farther.
Restoring the Obama-era standards and undoing the damage of the last 4 years is necessary, but not sufficient. Science shows us that we need to be pushing for cleaner, more efficient cars and trucks immediately, along with increasing a clean grid, increasing electrification. Our biggest concern at UCS is that we'll get a rule that looks like the Obama standards at the top line, but contains the loopholes, credits, and giveaways to automakers that erode the effectiveness of these standards. And our analysis shows that the loopholes that the auto industry wants would cut the benefits from strong vehicle standards in half.
Last week, the Union of Concerned Scientists joined a consortium of environmental, consumer, and health groups that sent a letter to the Biden administration demanding a 60% reduction in tailpipe emissions and a pathway to produce all zero-emitting vehicles by the year 2035. Reverend Lennox Yearwood, Jr., president of the Hip Hop Caucus, says low-income communities of color are most impacted by car pollution as they are often located near freeways. He's calling on the Biden administration to right the wrongs of environmental racism.
This issue is literally about life and death. I have seen so many children who have gotten emphysema and asthma and parents who've gotten cancer, and that must stop. And so we must have the strongest clean car standards that are necessary to protect people from vehicle pollution, particularly for Black, Brown, Indigenous, and people of color and low-wealth communities.
They're also calling for bold action to address climate change. Ramon Cruz, the president of the Sierra Club, says transportation pollution is the biggest driver of climate change, and that's got to stop.
Communities across the nation are already experiencing dangerous climate impacts this summer. We have seen record temperatures scorch the Pacific Northwest with a deadly heat wave. And communities in New York City, where I live, have had to cross flooded subway stations due to heavy rainfall from Tropical Storm Elsa to get to work just a couple of weeks ago. Scientists and activists have told policymakers for years that it is time to act on climate, and we're growing wary of the phrase, the time is now.
The Environmental Protection Agency and National Highway Transportation Safety Administration are expected to announce new clean car standards in the coming days. For KPFA News, I'm Daniel Whitty.